Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
30 minutes away from Beat the Bank. We'll announce those three names. We'll go. We draw them out at random, too. So it's not like we have a system. It's just they just spit out three names. That's what it is. So you ask us, what's the secret to get the name drawn? Just put your name in there. That's the only secret we got.
That's it. The correction that you just gave me before we went on the air.
Yeah, because a lot of people wrote us on the text and said that "What Come a Little Closer" is sang by Dierks Bentley.
Okay, I got the title wrong, but the lyric is "Come a Little Close." Come a little close.
That's the Blake Shelton song you're thinking about.
It's called "My Eyes."
Okay,
"My Eyes" are the only.
What's your favorite Lil Yachty song though?
"Take Off for You."
Or Migos? You like Migos?
Migos. Oh man. Whew. Yeah. Migos. Eggs. Spanish for eggs, right?
What?
In Migos, Spanish
huevos, huevos.
Oh, huevos.
There's something Migos. What is Migos in Mexican
restaurant? Amigos.
Let go of my Migos.
Migas. Migas.
Migas.
Yeah, Migas.
What are Migas?
They're pretty good. They're like, it's a tortilla dish.
There you go, Al. Yeah.
Close.
I've never.
I want huevos y Migas.
I've stayed away from Migas because if I remember correctly, there's a bunch of onions in that.
Ooh, yeah. I love onions.
And I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah.
What is
like,
onion?
It's like layered tortillas and
cebolla.
Eggs and meat.
Cebolla.
Yeah.
I love cebolla.
Love that Spanish.
Yeah. Chilaquiles is also another tortilla dish. That nuts. See, I'll get down with that, Kelly. Mm. That's one that has eggs. And then you have the corn tortillas on top.
Mm.
With the green sauce.
Oh, now I can't think of the words. What's the word for shrimp?
Shrimp?
Are you looking at me?
Oh, Spanish?
Camarones. I had camarones.
Yeah. Grilled?
Yes. I had camarones with onions.
Uh-huh. Cebollas?
Cebollas. I had camarones y cebollas.
Yes. Yes, you did.
All right.
Shrimp
right.
And onion?
Yeah, it was grilled. It was grilled onions and grilled shrimp. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be good.
I did not grill my employee for what he did.
You should if it was the biggest screw up of all time.
We had a big old party for Kelly on Thursday night. Great party, and we had these in the bar. We had these decorations, these big Kelly signs, and I try to make birthdays special for Kelly. She's nice
Thank
enough
you,
to come
Al.
Out for a birthday. I want to make it nice, so we make these nice. Signs that are adhesive, and we put them everywhere.
He made little party cups.
Yeah,
that's
little
sweet.
Party cups and T-shirts and all this,
Even on the tables, I saw them.
Yeah,
everywhere.
So we had these big signs that are probably 3 feet long, maybe 18 inches high, and we put one behind the bar so that everybody can see it. The bar, if you haven't been to my bar, it's the bar is kind of the centerpiece, and it's what everybody kind of focuses on. This big old sign is up there. So the day after the party, I wasn't there, but people just decided, hey, let's take these decorations down. The party's over. We can move on. So
being proactive.
They're being proactive.
That's what a good employee should do. You find a problem without being told.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I'm down with that. I'm down with that. Probably should take down some of the things that are in front of the sign, considering that's the top shelf of the liquor.
Oh, now, because it's the top shelf of liquor, is that where you keep the top shelf liquor?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So
right before New Year's Eve, I bought a bottle of liquor, hoping to sell a little bit over the holiday, maybe New Year's Eve. And it's very expensive. And hadn't sold a lot of it. Sold maybe three shots of it.
What kind of alcohol is it?
It's called Louis the 14th. 14, I don't even know.
Louis
thing? Yeah, I heard about that.
So my man is taking down the Kelly sign. You know where this is going.
Yeah.
He's taking down the Kelly sign, and boom, the Louis the 14th breaks. It's the most beautiful bottle I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, no.
And
it was.
It's filled with this expensive cognac.
It was.
That we've only sold three shots of.
Oh.
Retail on this bad boy is a little over $2,500. That's wholesale. That's my cost, which is.
It's not retail.
Retail, the opposite of retail, wholesale.
How much were you selling a shot for?
$150 a shot.
Oh, people pay that?
So
well, three people did.
Yeah.
So I'm not even there, but I'm arriving shortly after, and I pull up, and oddly, my bartender, great guy, he's at the valet stand. I said, well, I guess he came out here to
greet you.
Yeah, to talk to the valet guy, I guess.
Uh-oh.
So I back into my spot. And he comes over to my, I'm not even parked yet, and he's walking over to my door. I'm like, this is very unusual. It's 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the evening. And I'm like, why is he doing this? And so he goes, I got to tell you what I did. I mean, I'm not even out of the car yet. I mean, this was just bothering him so bad. And I'm like, I'm standing there in the parking lot. I'm like, what? What's up? Thinking he's going to quit or some? There's been some melee. I don't know. So he said, I was taking down the Kelly sign, and I pulled the sign, and it hit the bottle of Louis, and it broke, and it spilled, and I'm really, really sorry. And I couldn't even, honestly, I was a little upset, but I couldn't get mad at him. It's an accident, a terrible accident, but I could not get mad at this guy that's an experienced bartender.
Yeah, he couldn't have dropped the bottle of Tito's.
Oh, man, see, I would have.
Had to be
well,
that one.
Well. What if I dropped it? Well, $3 a bottle.
I feel like what I would have just grabbed a T-shirt and tried to soak up as much as I could and squeezed it back in.
Put it back in there.
Poured some water in there.
But it's, you know, it's the middle of the Saturday afternoon. There's people there, and people saw, you know, and not that he showed me great character. He did come out, didn't wait on me to notice it. He came out and manned up and said, hey, this is what I did. And he felt bad. I could tell he was feeling bad. And I said, well, do you want to pay for it by the shot or by the bottle? I mean, I guess that's the only question. I was kidding. So
I thought you were going to really make him pay.
Kind of. So, but he felt so bad. And I just want to commend him for at least manning up, and anybody else that has made a big, huge mistake at their job that cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
But you didn't try and cover it up. You didn't try and suck up the cognac with a straw and put it back in the bottle. You actually manned up to the whoever you're supposed to man up to. That's the way to handle it.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
When you mess up big time at work, at your job, you know, unfortunately, accidents happen. Just own up, man up to it.
You get more in trouble when you try to hide things. Every time, not as a kid, as an adult.
Or you get away with it. But the thing is, you need to man up. That is what you're supposed to do.
That's the lesson for the day,
right.
Children.
That is the lesson for the day.
So Big Al Mac wants you to man up, Kid Nation. And
sure.
And give us a call, 800-KID-LIVE.
Just one call will be fine. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Hey, Al's asking, just one call.
Just one call.
Just one call will do.
Make
but we would like more than one. Let's see if the phone's working. Hold on one second. Let's see. It's working.
It's working.
We got it.
All right.
It's working. They'll call out.
Yeah.
We'll take your calls. Your biggest at work screw ups.
Man up.
Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank. 10 minutes away. Make sure you signed up. If you didn't sign up, we can't call your name.
That's right. It's pretty simple.
KidNation.com is where you do that. Also at KidNation.com, kids are about to get out of school.
Yep.
And we all wanted to go to those cool camps back in the day. And those camps have only gotten cooler. So if there's a camp you really want to go to, Kid Nation, go to KidNation.com. Let us know what camp it is. It could be one of those, they have like secret agent camps or space camp, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Let us know what it is and we'll try to send you out there.
Expensive too, some of them.
Yeah, they do cost a pretty penny, Big Al. Yeah. Speaking of costing a pretty penny, that bottle of Louis... what is it, 15th?
Maybe the 13th or 14th.
Something.
I don't know. It's expensive.
Yeah. Big Al's bartender knocked one of those bottles over, and it's very expensive. Thousands of dollars.
Yeah, about $2,600, if I'm not mistaken.
Down the drain, literally.
Literally.
Nobody got to drink it.
Yeah.
So we wanted to hear about your screw-ups at work, Kid Nation, and you came through. I've always wondered about this with teachers. How come this doesn't happen more often, but... this from the text. I teach fourth grade, and a very bright student was really just acting up big time. So I sat him out of recess. When there was 5 minutes remaining at recess, I called him over to me, and I told him, you can go play, but you need to get your blank together. It literally just slipped out.
Oh.
Just like that.
And the kid had you.
Yeah.
He had you right where he wanted you.
So the teacher was smart. I called his parents and admitted it, and they were actually really cool with it.
Okay.
But I was really nervous.
Yeah. I'm cussing at my kid.
Yeah, I never got cursed at by a teacher.
Oh, but they probably did it under their breath.
Oh, yeah. One teacher got really mad at the whole class and threw out the GD. And we're like, whoa. And you could tell they were like, oh, great. Now I'm going to get written up.
Maybe by a coach, but not by a teacher. Like, you know.
Yeah, coach is different, though. Sports is different.
Yeah.
Yeah, coaches are definitely going to curse at you. From the ripe old age of 8 years old. That's when I believe I heard my first curse word from a coach. Hold on. Marissa.
Yes.
You screwed up at NASA?
Well, not at NASA. I planned scientific observations for a NASA satellite.
Okay.
And I planned an observation once that made the satellite overheat, and it was way too hot. and it caused it to completely shut down and go into safe mode. And a team of scientists had to wake up at 3 a.m. to fix it. And it cost a lot of manpower around the world that morning.
Oh, my God.
Whoa!
Wow.
Did someone tell
you? Yeah, it was terrifying.
You think overheating your iPhone's bad.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was so scary because I'd only been there for like 3 or 4 months. So it was like one of my first weeks like making the observations on my own. And I get this text at 3 a.m. that's like over and over and over. And it's the satellite sending us all these problems, telling us what's going wrong. And I get on my computer and I'm like, oh my God, I've screwed it up so bad.
Screwed up,
like,
so bad. Screwed up the satellite. Ooh.
So
you,
yeah,
you just say, my bad.
Fitting.
Yeah. So you get text messages from the satellites.
Well, yeah, they relay them, and I would get messages when something went wrong.
Yeah.
Or if we had detected a gamma ray burst.
Nice.
And yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Does the satellite ever text you and go, you up?
Well,
now I am.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, now, new phone, who dis? Thanks, Marissa. Wow, what a cool job.
New satellite, who dis?
New satellite, who dis? Jacob. Jacob.
Jacob.
What? Are you okay, buddy?
I'm fine now. It's 4 years down the road.
Okay.
So. All right.
What'd you do?
Well, it was about my second year working there, and I work at a pharmaceutical company, and it's a big place, 8,000 pounds worth of chemicals you're working in with at one time.
Uh-huh.
And it's all controlled by computers, and one late night, I happened to hit the wrong combination of buttons that sent all of that to waste. Like,
how much money did you end up wasting the company?
They said it was approximately about $12 million.
Did you get fired for that?
No, I got a stern talking to, and I wasn't allowed to run the computers anymore for a while.
No, I bet.
What did you end up making?
Wow.
It's somewhere they treated it, and it got used somewhere else. It ain't medicine, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Man, $12 million. Still got to keep his job.
Wow.
Because you got to man up, right, Al?
Got to man
you
up.
You hide it, that's when you get fired.
I think I'd be like, I'll just go ahead and fire myself.
I'm gonna leave.
Yeah,
$12 million.
I'm gonna take my little key card and my parking access.
No,
I would just pack
no.
up and go live under the bridge because
no,
that's what I deserve.
They're not gonna fire you. You keep that job because then you know, man, you really can't be fired.
Yeah, they get your back. That's a good place to work.
Oh my goodness.
Jacob, thanks for sharing, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Kenzie. Not my wife, Kenzie. This is different.
Okay.
Kenzie. Yes. Hi, Kenzie.
Hi.
All right. So you're an EMT.
Yes, I am in Dallas.
And what'd you do?
You shouldn't mess up.
No, I shouldn't. I, at the end of my shift, went to fill it up with diesel, and I put gas.
Regular gas? It.
Regular gas. The pump actually didn't even have a diesel hook on it.
Oh, you just started pumping.
Just pumping gas.
I actually filled it. It was on E. I filled it all the way up.
Oh, all the way up.
That's so how much
happens
does that
when
cost?
You do that?
Yeah. Yeah. You need a new engine, Kelly.
Yeah.
A new engine?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were luckily like only a little bit far from our station down in Addison.
Okay.
So we towed it from the station to the shop, and it was in the shop about 3 weeks, and the last I heard it was like $7,500.
Yeah. So you can't just siphon all the bad gas
once it's
out.
In there, it's in there.
I think from what I hear, I could be wrong. If you don't crank the car up, like say I just put gasoline in here, maybe you can drain it out some kind of way. But if you've actually cranked the car up and started running, it's done.
Yeah, did you cranked it up, Kenzie? What happened when you cranked it up?
It started spurting out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Wow! So it doesn't
like
even.
There was a trail. the gas pump.
Oh my God.
Like you didn't have a car like right then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we were out of service, thankfully.
Oh, okay. Oh man.
Wow. So the EMT needed an EMT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Wow, I didn't know that it was that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't
I didn't
wait.
Know. Honestly, I don't know my gases. I didn't know they were that different.
Yeah. Well, that's why the diesel is green, just so you can hopefully identify it. It's a green pump. It's always a green pump to put diesel in. That's what my truck is.
It used to be way cheaper, but now it's not, right?
Yeah.
It used to be like, I remember it was like 99 cents a gallon. I was like, dang, got to get myself a diesel. Is that what you got, Al?
Yeah.
You got a diesel truck?
Diesel truck, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Is big that way diesel. Worse for the environment?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm probably leaving a pretty big carbon footprint.
Yeah. Hey, leave something behind,
Al. At least I know you were here.
Leave it for everybody else, bro.
People just want to be remembered.
Yeah. Big Al's? It's the environment.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I guess at least it wasn't an airplane, right?
Yeah, right.
We're big fans of office pranks here, except for the ladies. The girls hate the pranks. Joe.
Yes.
So you had an office prank go wrong?
Yeah, it started out as a good idea. So we have this huge printer copier that breaks down frequently. So one day I put a sign on there that says this copier is now voice activated. So people started talking to it, and obviously it wasn't voice activated. They called the repairman, and $1,500 later, to, you know, he's like, "What are you talking about? It's not voice activated." So, I didn't man up though. You can forget it. I'm not telling anybody.
Oh, dude, I feel you. Tell that one.
Oh, that's great, Joe.
So you probably went in there. Yeah. Nobody saw him put the sign on.
Nobody.
Yeah, I didn't man up. I didn't tell nobody. And he still has his job. Yeah.
Nobody.
Oh, that's actually a great prank.
Voice activated.
The fact that they got somebody to come out. Oh. Joe, you're the real MVP today. Thanks, buddy. I didn't man up. Let's go with Heather here. Even nurses screw up sometimes.
Ooh. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. But again, it's not on people. It's on equipment.
Okay.
Like the EMT, right? Heather?
Yeah. Hey, JC. So my unit got a new bladder scanner, and after I used it on a patient, I was cleaning it off, and it slipped out of my hand, and the probe fell and broke. And that was probably about $8,000 or $10,000 just to replace it.
Oh.
Ooh. Did they have to take that out of your pay or?
No, and I was kind of worried that might happen. I was new at that unit at the time, so I went and kind of confessed to my boss, and I felt terrible. And she was thankfully very understanding, and she said, you know, accidents happen, and they replaced the piece of equipment.
Mm. Oh man.
Feel bad for all those people who needed their bladder pump.
I don't want a dirty bladder pump.
Say that.
All right, and we'll call the names here for Beat the Bank after we talk to Melissa. We got to take hers real quick.
All right.
Because hers went down on Black Friday, and, ooh, Melissa.
Yes, sir.
Are you still currently employed?
Well, I didn't get fired. I actually moved for other reasons, okay. But I didn't get fired for that.
Okay, what happened on Black Friday that
Well, day. I work F&B, Al, so you know how important Black Friday is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the night before, I was actually being a good employee, and I was doing some extra cleaning, and I was cleaning the wait station where our computers are and everything.
Yeah.
And later that night, about 3 a.m., because we have this on video, of course, everything's on video now. The computer, I had gotten water on the computer. Oh. The computer caught on fire and burnt my job. I mean, it didn't burn it to the ground, but we were closed for like 2 weeks repairing everything, and it happened Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. So we literally missed the entire Thanksgiving shopping.
Oh.
And we're like right across the street from a Best Buy. People were literally like camped out all night.
Oh, you cost that business some money.
Hey, at least you can laugh about it now.
Yeah.
that was probably the worst thing I've done in a job, but it wasn't intentional, but it still happened.
Hey, did you guys have a fire sale though?
Yeah, I know. You know what the worst part is? Is they saved so much stuff. They even saved the carpet. And we were telling them, we're like, guys, y'all have to replace this carpet.
Yeah.
It smells like smoke in here. That's all it smelled like was smoke. And this is at a chain restaurant.
At a chain restaurant? Yeah.
It's wow. Ambiance.
That's all it is.
Yeah, well, it smells like, oh, I can smell the oven way back
there.
See,
there you go. At least Melissa wasn't working at your bar and didn't burn it down.
Right?
Could have been worse, buddy.
Could always have been worse.
Have a great day, Melissa. Thank you.
All right, we got to get these names out.
We got to get the names out so that we can play Beat the Bank. If you want to win up to $1,000 and your name is one of these three names, you'll come on in here. You just got to be the first one to call us. Jenna, give us the names.
Okay, first one's kind of tough. The three names for this hour of Beat the Bank are Amy Keselowskis, Christina Frazina, Megan Norris, Christina Frazina, Amy Keselowskis. You have 10 minutes to get in. First one gets to play. The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If nobody calls back within 10 minutes, we will open it up. But if you know those three people, let them know that they can win up to $1,000 next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Be signed up so he can win some dough. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Dad's going to need it.
Yeah, man. I hope he signed up. I went to KidNation.com and signed up for Beat the Bank. If, in fact, he is leaving The Voice, as Kelly reported is a possibility in our gossip earlier.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It could happen.
Possibly, I mean, maybe.
Possibly, maybe, or not.
And we don't know. We don't know.
We don't know.
What we do know is that Christina Frasina is on the phone.
Shut up.
Yeah, your name rhymes. I guess you know that.
It does. I'm married into that.
Are you married into the rhyme?
Yes,
that's
I did.
Awesome.
Yeah. The rap game
but
chose you.
Even better is we're Chris and Christina Frasina.
Oh, Chris and Christina Frasina. Wow, that's awesome. What do you do, Christina Frasina?
I am an estimator and office manager at a local body shop.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
So I get to tell people how much their damage is on their car.
Are you off sometimes and it costs like a couple thousand more than you expected?
Well, if it's a customer pay, we try to kind of make it as close as possible the first go around, but there's always potential for hidden damages.
Oh, okay.
I got a couple of dings. I might come see you.
Come on down to Baton Rouge and come see me.
All right. That's right.
Come on down.
Come on down.
Love me some Baton Rouge.
Best prices around.
102.5 WFMF.
Yes.
That's right.
Any baby Frasinas out there?
There is one. He just dropped off at the drug awesome of a daycare. He's 14 months, and I am 29 weeks pregnant today.
Oh, well, congratulations.
I can have two Frasinas.
Yeah.
Two Frasinas. My little girl is on the way, Ella.
Oh, and
congratulations, baby.
You didn't want to make her rhyme?
No.
All right. Well, Big Al, can you tell Christina how we play the game, please?
Sure. Christina, we're going to put you in the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault, and he is going to holler out dollar amounts. They're going to steadily increase. When you hear one that you kind of like, you want to take home with you, just say stop, and that's it. You'll get the last dollar amount that you've heard. He may even say the three little words, safe deposit box. If you say stop after that, you'll get your choice of three boxes. And the value could be as much as $3,000 or it could be nothing. Now, if the bank door closes before you say anything, Miss Frasina, you get nothing. Zero.
Ooh,
nada.
She got it.
She know.
Don't want that.
All right. All right.
You estimate just how long he's going to go. Okay.
There you go.
You're good at that.
Exactly.
All right, Christina, let's get ready to play Beat the Bank.
$90, $150, $220, $330, $520, $530. Safe deposit box.
Stop.
Yeah!
All right, we haven't had this in a while. Woo!
Christina Frasina. You decided to go with the safe deposit box.
She's a gambler.
You're a gambler.
I wonder what's in the box, Ina.
You get to pick between box number one, box number two, or box number three.
Which one do you want?
I'm going to go with number two since I got two little baby Inas.
Number two.
Okay. Five. Now, do we want to switch it up here? Before Jenna opens up this box to see what you win, would you like to hear how high it would have gone?
Oh.
Sure.
Yeah, let's see. That way.
Get that out of the way?
Yeah, we'll get that out of the way.
$600.
But Christina went with
$680. $730. $790. $860. $1,000.
Okay, so the box is what you went with,
yep.
But you could have won $1,000, Christina. Now, there have been prices that are worth more than $1,000 in the past.
Yeah.
But we've also had prices that are...
Worth zero.
Yep. And they've all been mixed around. Some have been taken. So we have no idea what's in any of these. Okay. Got the box. Opening it up. White piece of paper. Boy.
Here we go. Moment of truth.
Okay, Christina. Box number two.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know stock was in these boxes, but you have just won 10 shares of stock in Apple.
Okay.
That's a good business.
I think so.
And I see $141 per share.
Oh!
So you have won $1,410.50.
I know.
I was drawing out the suspense. You have $1,410.50 is what was in box
Good
number
job.
Two, and that is all
yes!
yours. What are you going to do with $1,400-something?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to the beach to go for the baby, of course.
All right.
Of course. That's right.
Good deal.
Wow. Well good
played,
call on
Christina.
Box number two.
Man.
Yay.
Hold on. First, we'll get you all set up, Christina, just like that.
Christina, $114.
Man, I got scared.
Gosh, the first thing I saw was $141. I'm like, no. Apple stock. There you go.
Yeah. We'll play again in less than 1 hour. Sign up at KidNation.com.
All right.
Big Al, you know what we have to work on this week?
What do we have to work on?
Kelly, at your birthday party.
What?
Al and I were invited to something really cool.
Really?
Yes. But there's an issue.
Yeah. A work.
A work-related issue.
Oh, work gets in the way.
This day job just gets in the way of so much fun.
You girl, and Jenna, you will understand how cool this is for me and Al. Yep.
Oh, okay.
We were invited to a draft party.
Oh, okay. I think I heard about this at Kelly's party.
Yeah, not draft beer. I'm talking about the draft.
An NFL player.
Yeah.
Who should be going in the first round.
Yep.
So there's going to be cameras and stuff. He decided not to go to Philadelphia, which is where the draft is this year. He wants to stay home with the family, and they're having a party.
Okay. So that's when they have, like, a camera on him and the family, so when they hear where he gets to go, everyone celebrates, and you'd be right there?
Right, hugging him.
We'd be at the party.
We call his name, and we hug him.
Oh, that's a once-in-a-lifetime for you guys.
We could high-five him and dap him.
Right.
And then forever, that lives if he becomes the greatest player of all time.
That means you would get to go sideline to games.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. The possibilities are endless.
And so we just have to figure out how to get our boss, George, to sign off on us
When's
going
the party?
Out there. It's on next Thursday.
It's Thursday, April 27th.
But what time does the party start?
Whenever the draft starts, probably.
So at night, but that means you guys, you're trying to get out of work on Friday.
Yeah. Well, or maybe work from there.
No, I don't think that's going to work for us.
And the player that we're talking about, of course, is?
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes from Tyler, right?
Yeah. So
is he the one that's
Our boss is walking in right now.
Yeah.
He's walking in the front door.
Well, Alan wants to go.
See if we put him on the spot.
He went to Texas Tech.
Really?
I think this is cool. I mean, I think that's the thing a lot of people don't understand is we all take work off at the same time, so we don't get to do the random... You know, can I have this day off kind of thing?
If we ask George on the radio, he has to say yes. He's too nice.
Yeah.
So
Hey, man.
Wait, I think he just.
Did he scoot over to his office because he knows his weaknesses?
Come on.
Hey, man.
Come here.
Uh-oh. He just walked right past the door.
He's out.
I think that pretty much means we ain't going.
He says he has a meeting.
Dude.
You don't have a meeting, George?
Come on.
You don't lie to your employees like that, sir.
Man up.
He's not coming.
We want to go through fiscal reports.
I just got the very not nice. I have a meeting, seriously.
Oh.
He's got a meeting, and the answer is no.
Done and done.
Does he really have a meeting?
You can still go to the party. You just need to be at work the next morning.
Yeah, there you go.
Can they do the show from there?
No, he can drive 2 hours back.
Oh, that's all it is?
Yeah. Hour and a half. You'll be back by 10 p.m. at night.
Oh, yeah. Especially if he goes in the first round, you guys can just drive back.
Yeah, but what if the party goes on till 6 in the morning?
With his mom.
Well, you can drive back.
I'll go with you, and I'll drive, and y'all can sleep.
Really?
That's a lovely gesture. And can Alan go?
Sure.
Well, we can't just invite everybody.
Yes, you can, because is this his mother that invited you?
Yes.
Yeah.
She invited us to go meet him in the locker room, remember?
Yeah.
And we didn't take advantage of that.
Yeah, she invited all of us, so.
So we're coming.
Yeah, do it.
Look at that. But we have to be at work the next morning.
And I'll go ahead and book you a 2-hour appearance before that.
Yeah. I think that's that's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll make a day.
You guys should go, though.
Logistics. Yeah. We got it down. Okay, good.
I didn't know it was that close.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty close. Okay.
All right.
There's that. We settled that issue right there.
We're coming, Randy.
Yeah, we're coming. Now, YouTube, great spot for the kids to learn to do things.
Yeah.
Also, awful spot for kids to learn to do things.
Okay, depending on what those things are.
This kid did something late last week.
How old is this kid we're talking about?
I believe 8 years old.
Okay.
Went on YouTube and learned how to do something that only adults should be doing.
Uh-oh.
And he got caught by the popo.
Uh-oh.
We'll tell you in Tidbit News next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you missed round one of Beat the Bank, you missed Christina Fresina going with the safe deposit box and getting 10 shares of Apple stock valued at $1,410.50.
Boom. You won big time.
She won way big time, and it's good because the banker actually went all the way to 1,000 that turn. We got another round for you coming up in about 30 minutes for all those who signed up at KidNation.com. Now, if you're like me, and I don't know if you've done this before, Al, but what? All my home improvements, all my projects I've ever done at my house, now that I'm a homeowner,
yeah,
I've learned through YouTube.
Yeah. I remember the first time I built a deck. Well, the only time I built a deck, I learned how to do it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You learn how to, you know, what distance to put the sticks and all that.
I learned
stuff.
How to do the Dougie on YouTube.
You can learn to do dancing.
That's what I did.
Absolutely, Kelly.
Yes.
But I've done electrical.
Yeah.
Because I did a light fixture. I've done the garbage disposal. I've done some stuff that I never thought I could do.
I learned how to change a tire.
Jenna did a, yeah. So you can learn whatever you want on YouTube.
Pretty much.
Which is cool for us adults. But the problem is that kids can also go on YouTube and learn to do adult-like things, which is what happened in Ohio. I wanted to get to this last week, but we ran out of time.
Oh,
but
this is Tidbit News here, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
It's a little bit of Tidbit News.
It's time for Tidbit News.
So what do you do when you're 8 years old and you really want to get some McDonald's on a Sunday night?
Ask your mama to take you to McDonald's.
Yeah, but my mama's sleeping.
Okay, maybe get your bike.
My bike got a flat.
Also,
my little sister wants to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So all my options are taken.
Walk, maybe? I don't know.
Again, my little sister's too little. She walks extremely slow. It's dark out. I can't. Okay. Got to be safe, Al.
So what do you do when you're 8 years old and you want to go to McDonald's?
Yeah. I'm trying to think like the 8-year-old.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So this 8-year-old goes on the internet and searches how to drive on YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds perfectly logical.
Yeah. Takes a quick driving lesson on the YouTubes.
A tutorial.
Yeah.
Car keys right there on the table, so, you know, go ahead and hop in the car.
Because as a parent, you never expect your 8-year-old to grab said keys and put them in the ignition and actually know how to use the car, right? You're safe. So he goes on YouTube, watch some videos, and goes, yeah, I got this.
Yo.
Sure want a Big Mac.
I got this. So he and his 4-year-old little sister hop in the car,
uh-huh,
in the van, and they headed straight to McDonald's to get some cheeseburgers.
Oh, cool.
Did they make it?
Believe it or not, apparently YouTube did an awesome job at teaching this kid how to drive.
And he's a very responsible 8-year-old driver.
Of course. According to witnesses, he followed all the driving laws, stopped for lights, made perfect left and right turns. Not just a turn. Perfect, they said.
You know, it's all that video game playing.
Yeah.
That's how you learn hand-eye coordination.
And he stayed under the speed limit.
Good for him.
Hovering right there.
You're well, you know, when you're riding dirty, is that the word? Riding dirty?
Yeah.
You have to obey the laws.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to draw any attention to yourself.
Well, it turns out, Kelly, a bunch of snitches out there on the road.
Oh, man.
I was going to say, like, he's going to be sitting kind of low in the seat, I would assume.
Well, if I saw that, no way I would think it's an 8-year-old boy. I'd say that's Vern Troyer. It's got to be Vern.
Yeah.
It's just got to be a little person.
One of them people with them the reverse aging diseases.
Benjamin Button.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So these snitches called the cops on him anyways,
even though
he was doing everything right.
See that? Don't you hate it? Don't you? Oh,
isn't that ageism? They're discriminating.
So he made it to the drive-thru at McDonald's, correct?
Yeah, so
he got his food. Did he?
Yeah.
So the cops got to the kid while his sister and him were going through the McDonald's drive-thru.
Oh, man. Almost made it.
Not almost had a Big Mac.
Half a mile from their house. They were ordering their food. They were right there, which they paid with It's piggy bank.
Aww.
See?
That's so cute.
Again, not trying to get anything for free.
Yeah. Isn't this the cutest criminal ever?
Bro, I just want a Big Mac.
So, the kid actually ended up being extremely lucky because no charges are going to be filed.
Good. Clean record.
And the kids did get to eat their food.
They took him to the police station, called mom
Mission
and daddy.
Mission accomplished.
And they got to keep their Happy Meal toy.
I think that's a successful trip to McDonald's.
That very.
Very
I mean,
successful.
As a parent, I feel like I'd be sort of kind of proud, but also extremely angry at the same time. I don't know how to feel.
Were they like, I'm loving it.
That's exactly what they were doing now.
Pam, didn't you ever do that? I remember when I was a little girl, very vividly getting pennies from all my neighbors because I was going to ride my tricycle to the store to get us all bubble gum.
Yeah.
I made it to the highway.
Wow.
I made it all the way on my tricycle out of my neighborhood because tricycle, I was probably kindergarten.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I knew enough where to go from my mom driving me all the time. And my Aunt Velma found me on the highway, picked me up, took me back, and my mother whooped my butt.
Mm-hmm. See, my grandma made me go to the pharmacy for her. And the pharmacy was, I was 5 years old. And I had my training wheels on my bike. I remember that because I had to get off of the bike and put it over on the curbs because I was scared that I was going to tip over. I remember that. But I would ride to the pharmacy to buy her cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
And they would let you buy cigarettes as a five-year-old in Mexico. Which is extremely scary.
Back then, people smoked when they were pregnant. They didn't know any better.
I think I took the car. It was a 98 Regency that my mama had. Oh, yeah. And I took the car without her knowing it. Drove it down to Friendly Foods right down the street from me to get some Nalators and some Pixie Sticks. Pixie Sticks with a little Kool-Aid type stuff and a little...
Yeah, we have the Pixie Sticks,
Made it back. Made it almost to the driveway. Then my mom... Those cars back then, they made a lot of noise. It wasn't like this little...
You heard it coming.
They weren't like the Tesla?
Like tank, man.
Yeah.
And I pull up in there, slam that door, and my mama and Kelly's mama went to the same school of child discipline. What?
Yeah, I never did it at 8, though, but yeah, probably
you stole the car.
14.
I did it at 14.
I had a park by my house, so I just thought it was so cool.
I know.
I did it a couple of times, but I got in so much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Understandably, I'm not allowed to be driving.
Yeah.
When I got home and I took the car once, my mom had called the police and was filing a report for a stolen vehicle because the car was gone. And here I am driving up.
Where
I'm
could
like,
it be?
Wait, why are there two cars outside our apartment?
Two cop cars.
Yeah, and I'm like, so I pull into the little driveway thing right there, and I get out. And
what's
like,
wrong?
I was like, who got in trouble? As I'm walking to my house, my mom walks out with a police officer. She goes, honey, my car was stolen. I was like, no, man, it's on the drive.
She didn't put two and two together that you were missing as well?
No. Well, I was at football practice. I took it to football practice. Ooh. She thought I was just there. And so the police officer looked at her and goes, you want me to take care of this? I was like, my mom's about to send me to jail.
You stole the car.
Yeah, I know. And so he stops writing his report. He's like, I can take care of this. And she goes, no, I'll take care of this.
Ooh.
And I at that point, I was like, no, officer, please.
Please.
You take me.
Yeah, please take me to jail.
You take me,
take
officer.
Me to jail. I get 3 squares a day. Oh. Yeah.
That was the last time I got the chunkla. I was 14 years old, bare butt.
But they teach you how to drive. My mom and daddy taught me how to drive when I was like 10, 11 years old.
But don't take it without their knowledge. That's that was where I went wrong, where you went wrong, Al.
Yeah, they taught
me supposed
how
to say, mom, can I take the car to school? No. All right. Situation solved. That's how it works. So congratulations to that little kid for being a great driver.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh.
Beat the bank.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Beat.
I wonder what they were fighting
about. It wasn't Good Friday sale.
It was two women fighting, real quick. Two women fighting. Their men, their respective men, jumped in it. One man got knocked unconscious because he fell and hit his head on a bra display or something.
Oh.
And the other dude, I guess, was the winner because the other dude's knocked out.
Yeah.
So, it is amazing to see the video of this. 10 people around just videoing it. Like
nobody's stopping it.
Nobody's stopping it. But you have to pull that camera out.
Yeah. Though. It's okay to stop fights, people.
I don't know, man.
Somebody could have a gun or whatever, a knife. But then would you want to be around it videoing? So, in other words, either do something or just get the heck out. Just sit there and video. I don't know.
There was that guy that stopped those two teenagers fighting, and yeah, he got a lot of love
gave
for
him,
it.
Gave him a boys in the hood kind of talking
yeah
to him.
He didn't get physical. He just yeah stopped it. Yeah. Just with his words. All right. Kelsey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Welcome. Congratulations. You were the first one to call us back out of the three names, which means you get to play.
Kelsey Clater.
Yes.
What are you up to right now?
I am at work sitting in my supply closet right now.
Oh, you're in the closet
supply
right
closet
now?
Yes.
You got Fabuloso in there?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you have Fabuloso in there, the cleaning?
No, just Clorox.
Just regular Clorox.
Good yeah old Clorox. You can't go wrong with a good bottle of Clorox.
Of course. You need it at work. What do you do?
I work in a call center for a doctor's office.
Oh, okay. Call center for doctor's
well
office.
You called us, and now you're going to get to play Beat the Bank.
That's right.
Yay.
Here's how the game works, okay, Kelsey? We're going to put mm-hmm you inside the vault with a banker who's going to be giving you dollar amounts. They increase the longer you stay in there. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. That's how much money you will walk away with. Even if he gets to 1,000, which is the max, you still have to yell stop. Because if you don't, and that door happens to close, you get nothing. Now, we do have safe deposit box options thrown in there sometimes. You could stop on that one. And if you do, you get to pick between 1, 2, or 3. Whichever one you pick, Jenna opens and you get what's inside, okay?
Okay.
Sometimes they're valued at more than $1,000. You could win up to $3,000 in cash and prizes. So,
okay.
Sometimes they come with some good stuff, but sometimes they have nothing. You never know.
Never know.
Big Al.
Yeah.
How are you feeling this round?
I'm feeling like a divorced man. Feeling like half. Half. I'm feeling like half.
It's a good analogy. See, you got
feeling
one.
Feeling like half.
Okay.
All right. Now, I don't know anything, Kelsey. You go on your own, all right? You go in there and get out of that closet.
You do you.
Do your thing.
You do your thing.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Kelsey in the closet. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$210. $240. $350. $430. $570. $630. $710.
Stop.
Yoo-hoo!
Yeah. Wow.
You know that's right.
$710 for you, Kelsey.
Nice.
What are you going to do with that?
I'll probably save it for right now. I'm in school.
Yeah.
Man,
I tell you what.
Got bigger dreams than the call center, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Or bigger than the closet. Yeah.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
I'm actually going to school right now, and I'm trying to get into physical therapy.
Okay. Yeah. So this could pay for at least two of those books that you're going to have to buy.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Kelsey. Well, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up
with your...
Oh, yeah, no, that's right, Al. My bad, dog.
You got the girl sitting there in the closet smelling Clorox. Let's at least find out how high it would have
just for fun, you already got $710. You keep that. Let's see how high it would have gone.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Kelsey.
Wow.
You got every drop, girl.
Well played. There you go. You deserve that money. Hold on first. We'll get you all set up. We're going to play again tomorrow. Beat the Bank is played at 7:20 and 8:20 Central every day. You sign up at KidNation.com. And speaking of tomorrow, this young lady.
Hey, girl, I thought you were real to me. The gossip girl, but you're just busted.
Grace Vanderwaal. You remember her from America's Got Talent, right?
Yep.
The girl with the ukulele.
And Howie Young, yeah. Howie took all the credit for that one.
Of course he did.
He was riding that one's coattails.
Yeah. So she's going to stop by after the show today and perform for us in the Canal Side Lounge. We'll have the interview for you tomorrow at 7:45 Central.
Cool.
We'll see what Grace has been up to in the since winning. Winning. Did you guys see how millennials get engaged?
How millennials getting engaged?
Yeah, everybody's making fun of millennials lately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's the thing to do. So somebody
I guess they just text an emoji.
We'll see, because they did a skit making fun of how they do it.
Oh.
Madison Marie, will you marry me?
You hired a photographer, right?
Yeah, he's right. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Do you mind actually coming a little bit closer? I don't know if it's going to share that well, if it's like, so far back.
Madison Marie, will you marry me?
This is still from the back. Do you mind if we just switch spots so that the cameras...
Madison Marie, will you marry me?
Oh, my hair's up and I didn't realize. Do you mind if you scoot back so we get the skyline in the background?
Madison Marie.
Cut. Sorry, I don't like my middle name.
Wow.
So true.
Yeah. It's the things you're probably thinking when you're being getting engaged, but you can't say them.
No.
You didn't think any of that?
No.
Like, I wish the lighting was a little bit better?
I mean, afterwards, I was like, well, if I'd known I was being photographed, I would have posed a little better. I look like a fool. But it was a genuine reaction.
I mean, I at least tell my girlfriends, if you think you're going, if you're going on a lot of trips with your boyfriend and you might get engaged on any of those, just get a manicure. at least get your nails done, because you know you're going to take a photo.
Oh, that's right.
Of your hand. Yeah.
Yeah, because we can't give you a heads up at all. We don't want to ruin anything.
No. And I knew that my best girlfriend was going to get engaged on a trip a few months back. I knew it was going to happen. But she never goes to get her nails done. And I had told her this rule, like, in this year, you just need to always have your nails done before you go on a trip with your boyfriend. She didn't go, but I didn't want to text her that week and ask her to go with me. I thought about it because I knew it was going to happen, and I didn't. And, of course, she was so upset with herself because she had on a sweatshirt and didn't have a manicure.
Is that when you just do the claw? Like, when you're, like, the bear claw? Instead of opening up your hand all the way so your nails are showing, you just close it down?
I don't think that looks good either. I think you just embrace that you're engaged, you're happy, it's candid.
Right.
Who cares?
United Airlines, not catching a break lately.
Oh, boy.
So we had the doctor get kicked off the flight.
All right. Now, see, I know which article you're going to talk about. United cannot win from this point on
nope.
for a little while because everybody's walking onto that plane with an attitude.
That's right.
And you start something with me, I'm going to this is what everybody's coming on the plane with an attitude.
Well,
yes. Yeah,
that's exactly what you do.
It's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, I heard the story, but I'm interested because I've heard some conflicting reports about what they did.
Yeah.
So you had the doctor. He's going to get his. Then you had the scorpion kicking people off flights. He stung somebody. He got his.
What? I didn't hear about the scorpion.
Oh, yeah, there was a scorpion that dropped on top of some dude and it stung him.
Oh, my gosh.
Up above, yeah.
So there was that one.
Well, that's terrifying.
Yeah, so then this bride and groom got kicked off a United flight on the way to their own wedding over the weekend.
Right.
For switching seats on the plane. And we've done this before, but there are rules.
I want to be on the beach with my friends, with my fiance, and get ready for my wedding. We're supposed to be in row 24. When we got to row 24, there was a gentleman sprawled out across the row with his shoes off, napping. Multiple empty rows. There were so many empty seats. Not like we tried to jump up into a first class seat. We simply were in an economy row, a few rows in front of our economy seat. A marshal came back not more than 2 minutes later and removed us from the plane.
Yeah,
we
I'm sure
did,
that's exactly
politely,
what happened.
Quietly, without incident, we got to the gate and asked why. And they said because we were in the wrong seats and being disruptive. We'll never fly them, and all of our friends will probably never fly them either.
There it is.
There you go.
Now, I've been moved because I've done this before. An empty row, gotten a seat.
Yeah.
And they said, no, you got to go back to your middle seat in front of some guy that was sprawled out. And I'm like, what? That's open. And this wasn't United, but I moved. I didn't know you couldn't just take an empty seat.
Well, if the plane goes down, they want to be able to identify you with the
manifest. They're also saying the couple was trying to move to up. They were trying to get to upgraded seats.
Because they're getting married?
Yeah, they were trying to keep upgrading, and that's what, you know, you got two sides. And unfortunately, nobody whipped out their cameras to film this incident. So it's like he said, she
then.
Said, they said.
Yeah. And you could say you're never going to fly United ever again, but Colin Jost on SNL this weekend said the most truthful statement ever. Right. Yeah, I'll never fly United unless I find a cheap flight on United.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.